Good morning, Ray of Hope. I am Reverend Ryland Andre Harris, and I am so honored to lead you in this time of meditation and prayer. Our scripture text this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 14, which reads, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Our meditation this morning is simply this: did you ask for it? I remember telling you all a very familiar story where an elder transitions, and that elder transitions to heaven, and when he gets there, he is welcomed by an angel who is going to take him on a tour. As the elder walks into heaven's west gates, he marvels about the place that he read about, the place that he sang about, the place that he heard about and talked about. His feet are touching those golden streets. Far in the distance, he can see the three gates in the north, three gates in the south, three gates in the east, and again, three gates in the west. He is so happy to be in this place called heaven. You know, he heard about it, he read about it, he sang about it, he talked about it, but now he's actually there. So as he and the angel are walking through the streets of heaven, they come across a corridor, and at that corridor, it is a hallway that leads to a hallway full of rooms, and each one of those rooms has a door. And as the angel walks that elder up to the brass door, he sees his name, his full name, written on the door. So excitedly, the elder reaches out and grabs the handle to the door and tries to go in, but he finds that the door is locked. So perplexed and confused, the elder looks at the angel and says, "Hey, well, this is my door. This is my room. So why can't I get in?" And the angel said, This is not just any kind of door. Are you sure you want to know what's behind this door?" And the elder said, "Yes, this door has my name on it. So I want to know what's behind this door. I know this is not the mansion. I've asked that, but I want to see why my name is on this door." So the angel opens the door, and when he opens the door, the elder steps in, and when he steps in, he sees all of these contents piled up to the ceilings all throughout this room, boxes and boxes and bins of things, and he runs to those things, but the angel says, "I can't touch this." And the elder looks at the angel and he says, "Why? Why can't I touch this? This is my room. These are the things that are in my room." And the angel said, "Yes, these are the things that you did not pray for. These are the things that were right here, right at your disposal, but you never asked God for them. So you have no need for them now. They're going to stay here in this room." Friends, I don't know about you, but I want it to be such that when I get to my room in heaven and I see my name on that brass door behind it, that the room is empty, that there's no paint on the walls, because I asked God for everything that he had for me right here. Did not the psalmist say that you would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Anything that you ask in my name shall be given to you. I can ask for peace. I can ask for love. I can ask for power. I can ask for strength. I can ask for hope. I can ask for love. Anything I ask in the name of Jesus can and shall and will be mine. That is the encouragement this morning. And I don't want to trip you up that in this life we will have trials. In this life we will have tribulations. In this life we will go through some ups, and we will indeed go through some downs. We will experience some good days, and we will experience some not so good days. But even on the days when we don't think we can make it, we can ask the Lord for his guidance and his comfort and his peace to wrap us up in his loving arms and watch God do it. Interestingly enough, in our text, the beginning of John 14, which we know to be a very familiar passage that we hear all the time, "Let not your hearts be troubled," right? Jesus is exclaiming to his disciples, and he's sharing that he's going to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we shall be also. So while Jesus ascends and he goes away from us just for a little while, he does not leave us comfortless, but he sends an advocate, a comforter. Here we are just a few days since Pentecost, here on the Sunday after Pentecost, which we know in the Christian church to be Trinity Sunday, where we are able to remember the Father, the Son, and the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, all three working as one, making sure that anything that we stand in need of is going to come to pass. So I ask you here, did you ask for it? We walk around and we complain about the things that we don't have. We walk around and complain about the things that we don't see. But then it calls us to ask ourselves the question, did you ask for it? Did you pray for it? Have you talked to God about it? I believe if that elder were to talk about what it was like before he transitioned, he would have said, the deacons used to say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry and he will answer by and by. You feel a little prayer wheel turning, you'll know that the fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Did you ask for it? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you this morning. Before we can ask you for anything, we come boldly and graciously and gratefully to say thank you for everything. We thank you for our life. We thank you for our health. We thank you for that reasonable portion of strength. God, we thank you for the ability to come boldly before this very throne of grace, to be able to let you know that you are great, that you are awesome, that you are mighty, that you are strong, and that you are worthy to be praised. God, this morning we apologize for not tapping into all of the blessings and all of the resources and all of the things that you have for us, waiting for us. There's abundance. You said that you can do exceedingly abundantly, but a lot of us just teeter on the sidelines and not really dive in and go deep down into the water of all of the great things that you have for us. So God, for that, we apologize and we ask that you would give us the chance to start over, to start afresh this morning. This morning, we are laying at the altar everything, every single prayer, every petition, every worry, every doubt, every fear, every tear, all of it. We are laying it at the altar, knowing that you hear us, that you are with us, that you are leading us, that you are guiding us, that you are directing us. God, no more will we play it safe. No more will we go along to get along, but we are going to go after everything that you have for us, God, because you promised it. You promised all of those things to us. You said anything that we ask in your name, you will do it. So God, we're asking for more of your power, God. We're asking for more of your power, power to live and to walk and to do right. God, in the world that seems like it's going all kinds of ways, but right, God, we're asking for more of your Holy Spirit to live down on the inside of us so that when people see us, they do not just see us, but they see the strong Savior whose name is Jesus living on the inside of us. God, I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you this morning that you have allowed us another opportunity to inhale and to exhale. I thank you for the opportunity of moving all of our faults, all of our flaws, all of our shortcomings, throwing it away, pushing it away into the sea of forgetfulness. Thank you for pressing the reset button early this morning, allowing us the opportunity to get it right, to try to get it right. God, we pray in this moment for the person who is listening to this prayer call or perhaps watching this prayer call and they don't know what to pray. They don't know what to ask you for. Even for the person who feels like they have asked you for everything and still they have not gotten any results. God, I'm praying for that one or two or three individuals, whomever they are, that you would visit them right now. That you would let them know that you have heard their prayers, you have heard their cries, and that you will never leave them, and that you have never, ever forsaken them, and never will. Remind them to stay in your word, for it is in your word that they find the answers. It is in your word that they find peace. It is in your word that they find all of the comfort that they need to face whatever they are dealing with. It is in your word that they are able to see and to hear you clearly. God, I ask that you would bless that bereaved person this morning, that person who lost a loved one, that person who has to funeralize a loved one, that person who feels as though all hope is lost and all hope is gone. God, remind them that you did not leave them comfortless, but in the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, they have a comforter, an advocate with the Father. God, for that person this morning who is trying to figure out what Wednesday looks like for them. Whether they are driving in the car, whether they're getting dressed to go to work, whether they are headed to a doctor's appointment, whether they are trying to make decisions about their education or their job, whatever the situation may be, God, I ask that you would show up in such a mighty way, and I ask that you do it for them. I'm going to ask on their behalf that you just do it, and that you do it in such a way that they won't be able to give anybody else the glory, the honor, and the praise, but they will have to say, who wouldn't serve a God like this, a God who hears and who knows all about us, a God who answers prayer. God, we thank you for the grace to ask, the permission to ask, because we're not worthy or deserving of anything. But we thank you for the opportunity to just go and to ask you for what we need, knowing that you will hear and that you will supply it according to your riches, which are in Christ Jesus. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for this, the Ray of Hope Christian Church. We thank you for our founder and our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. We thank you for answering every prayer that she has laid on the altar, even now. As we are imagining more for the church, God, I ask that you would do a mighty and miraculous and marvelous thing at 2778 Snapfinger Road. Blow all of our minds. Continue to show yourself mighty and strong in this branch of Zion. And when you do these things, we'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise that is certainly due your name. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray with thanksgiving and overwhelming joy. All of the blessed people of God signify by saying hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this time of meditation and prayer. We hope that you were blessed by this meditation. If so, we ask that you would like, love, share, push this out. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a neighbor, share it with a friend, a coworker, a family member, and ask them the question, have you been praying for it? Did you ask for it? Watch God work it out for you. Join us back here again on Sunday for worship at 10 a.m. in our main sanctuary. You can also visit us online at www.rayofhope.org. You can visit us on Facebook Live or on YouTube. And if you have enjoyed these meditations that have been going out, join us again next Wednesday, right here at 7:14 a.m. I love you, and as Pastor says, there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have a great one.